Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboom. Welcome along. Join me here, and we're going to do another quick Slimming World audio. Sorry if you can hear a noise in the background. That's my washing machine. It's Sunday evening, and I'm just trying to get everything washed in preparation for another week. So, yeah, I was going to just cover a quick Slimming World update. I'm sort of thinking about if you were to join Slimming World as a newbie, what could you tell somebody? And, you know, tips, that kind of thing. So there are certain things in my kitchen that I always have in stock. Slimming World really is about preparation. Thinking what you're going to need, when you're going to need it, and being prepared for all eventualities, really. And there are certain things, like, I never realized that herbs, spices, certain sauces, like soy sauce, salad dressing, like, that are really low fat, are really key. And how those simple things can add such a nice taste to your meals. So I have a lot of, seasonings, I suppose. For a while I went through a phase that I was putting garlic granules on chicken and I was putting soy sauce on top of it. And that was giving it a nice flavour. Lately I've become kind of addicted to this Schwartz all-purpose seasoning. I also bought the Cajun one, so I haven't tried that yet. But, because generally when you're doing Slimming World, you eat quite a bit of chicken or you eat quite a bit of lean meat. You don't have to. You can eat, say, steak if you want to, with just all the fat cut off. Best to try and get a leanish steak if you can. But I've also become quite accustomed to ketchup. I have quite a lot of ketchup. When I have chicken, I tend to have some ketchup. Now, I will weigh out the ketchup, just because it's easier. But, you know, your sauces, your simple things like that, I tend to have a lot of, like, cans of, say, butter beans or baked beans, because they're such good sources of protein now. And lately, I've been realizing that my protein levels haven't been the highest you really could have been. So I'm going to try and divide it up more at dinner time. But I also buy a lot of, say, chicken breasts, and I will freeze things. I'm in the habit of buying lots of meat at the same time. And what happens is you don't get a chance to use it all, so you can freeze it. And it's always there. You take out a chicken breast in the morning or the night before, and it'll be ready for you defrosted by the time you get home. Have a lot of that. Now, if you, sometimes for lunch, it's a bit of a case that you don't know what to have. And when I'm not doing the SP plan, I do have a lot of mugshots, which are really easy, especially if you work in an office. Bring them in, put them in a bowl or a mug, and literally just add the water. So, so handy. And I'm now steaming, if you like, hard boiling eggs in my steamer, and I'm gonna try and prepare a salad that I can take to work, because I'm effectively buying the same thing, except I don't have cucumber, but I have all the other ingredients. So I'm gonna try that, because salads can be quite expensive, actually, that I buy in work. So and because they do it on a weighing system, I'm getting eggs weigh a lot, so it bumps up my price. So if I can do it here, even better, you know. Slimming World, you have to be in the mindset to want to do it. And you can do Slimming World on a budget. When I started Slimming World, I was having a lot of fresh fruit, and I will buy fresh fruit, like apples, clementines, or mandarins, I buy melon. I buy things that will last. I don't tend to buy fruit that I have to wait for it to ripen, like pears or kiwis or anything like that, because I just can't be bothered, quite frankly. And I buy the frozen fruit. So I'll have that in the morning time. I will have that with my breakfast. With my breakfast is usually Weetabix or Bran Flakes. I don't actually have, I ran out of Bran Flakes, but I do have Fruit and Fibre here, so maybe I'll give that a shot tomorrow. Yeah, so I usually have that. I weigh out the milk, and then I have a slice of melon, and I have these frozen fruits, and that is it's substantial, and it is quite nice. And sometimes when I'm in work, a couple of hours later, I will have, you know, a clementine or an apple or something like that, and that keeps me going. While also topping up the water. Water is really important when you're on, it's really important whether you're on Slimming World or you're not on Slimming World. So I try and aim for 2 liters of water a day, at least 2 liters, and that really helps. What other things, like I do cook with George Foreman grill because it tends to get rid of fat and everything. But yeah, like I have a cupboard. I've now sort of having a second healthy beast, so I've now got a little container with all my healthy beast snacks in there that I have one a day. I also have a cupboard for beans, for tinned stuff. It also contains my sweet items. And obviously I've got a big freezer in the other room, so I normally will stockpile it full of, you know, either frozen meat, or like I said, I'm also on frozen veg because it's more cost effective and cost savings for me. So yeah, they're kind of the main things. You just really need to be prepared at Slimming World. You need to be ready to think about what you're going to eat. And if you're going to go out somewhere, make sure you've got the snacks with you. Bring your fruit with you. Eat enough fruit. The more fruit and veg you eat, the more weight you'll lose, allegedly. So, you know, it's really important. So that's about it. I think my eggs are going to be finished in a minute. So I'm going to go and check on them. And probably in an hour or so, I will start preparing dinner. That's funny because I used to be so addicted to takeaways, and I haven't had them in over 3.5 months, I suppose, now. And it's like, it doesn't even register anymore. I don't really miss it. My life is, I guess I've just got used to this, and like, Slimming World is that easy to do, and the food is easy to think about what you want, when you want it, and blah, blah, blah. I don't miss the bad stuff. Well, at the time it used to be the good stuff, but now we know it's bad stuff. I don't really miss it. Because I also think I don't want to sort of become so accustomed to that lifestyle which I was before. I was sort of just eating it for the sake of eating it, and you get this taste and you have it one day, and then you want that taste again, maybe the next day or the day after that or whatever, or the week after that. I suppose it's kind of like an addiction, really. So, yeah, maybe I've broken the cycle, you know. Anyway, hope you're well. Hopefully I'll catch up with you again very soon, and we'll chat then. Bye for now.